and it is
not necessarily the news.
Totally named.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
Monday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where we plan to start our Oscar coverage as soon as the Oscars decide to actually finish.
Wall to wall.
We welcome our worldwide audience on our home Facebook Live. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, the 97th Academy Awards took place last night. Seriously, not to say it lasted forever, but by the time it was over, Elon Musk had six more kids.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Nobody it was, wants that.
But it did. It did culminate last night. Early returns. Conan O'Brien as host pretty much nailed it, getting rave reviews because he's Conan O'Brien and he's greatness. The Gene Hackman tribute by Morgan Freeman was the crying moment of the evening right there. One of the more poignant things. But as far as the winner's list, well, Wicked was pretty much snubbed.
How could they?
It won two Academy Awards. Wicked, best production design. And actually, the best costume design, which is cool because you can go see it in Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
The actual Oscar-winning now costumes, they're over there. So that's a... Well, you've been to that, right?
No, I haven't been yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go for Minnie-Me's, part of her, you know, forever and ever, amen, birthday celebration.
Right.
But from what I understand, it's free.
Oh, well, there you go, right
Which
there.
Is a good price if you have a teen.
Other big winners, no Chalamet win at the Oscars.
Dang
Adrian
it.
Brody, best actor. Best actress was Mickey Madison. And then everybody's talking about how Demi Moore was, like, side-eyeing her and whatnot.
Mm.
But the big winner, best picture, director, and the like, Anora? Anora? It's a big shift in the Oscars as they transition from winning movies that you haven't seen to the movies winning now that you've never even heard of. So congratulations to them. There is your Oscar coverage.
Breaking news!
Right here on Hank FM.
So they weren't the Oscars, but they may have had some actual fans. That would be the Razzie Awards. It's the worst films of the entire year, where Madame Web got Worst Picture, as well as Worst Actress with Dakota Johnson. Meanwhile, Joker, Folie à Deux, was not forgotten. Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga nabbed the worst combo. And The Flick got Worst Prequel, Jerry Seinfeld's Unfrosted. You remember that?
Mm.
He got Worst Actor, Amy Schumer, Worst Supporting Actress. Congratulations to everyone.
I saw Francis Ford Coppola got Worst Director for Megalopolis, and he's actually very excited about it. He accepted it gladly. He said, I love it. This is Coppola. In this wreck of a world today where art is given scores as if it was professional wrestling, hey... I choose not to follow the gutless rules of Hollywood.
Yeah.
First of all, there are no scores in professional wrestling, but we'll get to that. There is scoring in football. Hard Knocks, HBO's kind of documentary type thing. It's been going on now for like 20 years. It's done the Cowboys several years. They can't get an NFL team this year, though, to sign on and allow cameras everywhere. So Hard Knocks is going to college to follow Bill Belichick's first season as the UNC Tar Heels head coach. This is his first year in the collegiate ranks. So the 73-year-old coach for the first time at the college level, which in a way means we finally get that remake of Old School we always wanted.
Yeah,
that'd be great right there. Was his girlfriend's like 23 or something?
Now they're going to the Super Bowl.
We're going streaking in the quad.
So it's tough to move on after a split, but luckily, Brady has plenty of money to move up and on. Word is he will be selling his Miami mansion because he just can't handle watching Gisele Bündchen and her boyfriend, Javier Bardem, gallivant around with their new baby. Apparently, the vision of her perfect life is entirely too much. He feels the supermodel's nuances everywhere and is now moving on. If you want to move into his old house, just go ahead and sign the application. That'll be $150 million.
Yeah. You have to change the scenery after something like that. Yeah, I changed all the curtains.
You did?
That was big for me.
Aw.
Yeah. Many of us in the Buckner family are still reeling from what happened on Saturday in the weekend events. As we said earlier, WWE held its Elimination Chamber pay-per-view premium live event Saturday. It was Rogers Center up there, Sky Dome in Toronto. The fans booed the United States national anthem there, and that just seems to be what Canadians do now.
Rude.
But Bianca Belair wins the Women's Elimination Chamber, and in his retirement tour. I've already been messaged by Harry and Joshua this morning on this, as soon as we signed on. Yes, John Cena wins the Men's Elimination Chamber. He will face Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. And then, for the first time in 23 years, John Cena is now, he turned into the bad guy. Which is a pretty big deal. And launched a surprise attack on Cody Rhodes with The Rock masterminding all of it. It's 2002 all over again. And it's pretty big.
So Cody needs to finish the story. And
no, he finished the story.
Oh, he finished the story.
He's done. Yeah. And, but now the story has taken a turn.
Roman Reigns is at the head of the table, right? Is that where that goes?
Well, the table's kind of gone.
Okay.
He's still the tribal chief.
Though. Sorry. Okay.
But yeah, John Cena, now bad guy. And we live in that world. So he was, in fact, he was so much of a villain that he even got into a shouting match at the Oval Office. So this is really intensifying.
Everybody's
leading up
doing
on the road to WrestleMania. Hi, Mom.
So Travis Kelce on his way back to the NFL for yet another season. And the reason is simple. It's his girlfriend, Taylor Swift. Now, this would be his 13th year in the league. That's her lucky number, as all good Swifties know. And they've actually had discussions about how poetic this would be. In related news, Taylor reportedly also brought an extra $1 billion to the NFL since their relationship began. So it may just be good for business.
He's due also in about 10 days a $15 million bump if he said he wanted to play again. So that might have been a deciding factor there. Although, yeah, he's probably not hurting for money. It was sad to see over the weekend that David Johansen, otherwise known as Buster Poindexter, he was the lead singer of the New York Dolls, but he was also just Buster Poindexter, passing away at the age of 75 over the weekend. His family says he's been dealing with stage 4 cancer for the better part of 10 years.
Oh,
so,
man.
One of those quirky, mercurial figures that just kind of floated on through, Buster Poindexter. And then also over the weekend, Mark Zuckerberg, as we are on our Hank Facebook Live, Mark Zuckerberg celebrated his wife's birthday by performing in a shiny jumpsuit.
Oh.
I mean, even at this point, even Kanye's like, dude, you need to get help.
Wait, this is KBNF3.